bird. No, it's a plane. It's a radio DJ.
What?
Oh, I thought it was Superman.
It's Superman!
Oh, look, it's writing something. You're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio. Don't forget to keep it locked. Oh, it could be someone else.
Sure, Jan.
I swear it could have been like Batman or Wonder Woman. Oh, well.
Surrender that gigantic pie.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe, and I've got gas. Natural gas, that is. It comes to me through a series of pipes buried in the ground. Pipes that all too often get damaged by people who dig before calling 811. This causes real problems for millions of Americans like me who rely on natural gas to heat their homes and cook their food, but it's even worse for the people who hit the gas lines. Well, here's the good news. You don't have to be one of those people. Just call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more info.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, February 17th, Chuck's Comedy Club is happening at 9 p.m. at Hunt Union's Waterfront. On Tuesday, February 18th, Activities Council's hosting Trivia, happening at 9 p.m. at the Red Dragon Theater. On Wednesday, February 19th, there's a first-gen panel discussion happening at Waterfront. Students will come together and host a panel led by leaders discussing the struggles and successes they had as first-gen students. Come at 6 p.m. at Fine Arts. Thursday, February 20th, join Student Care and Well-Being for a supportive class designed to improve your mental health. Stop by at Fine Arts Room 103 at 6 p.m. to learn more. Also happen to join the Film Club from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Red Dragon Theater to watch Sixth Sense. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, and this is the Stuck in Traffic, our pop hour. Keep it locked.
How you doing out there in the world? This is DJ Nosfer Mark II with What's in Your Pocket, Episode 4, A New Hope. We're going to be starting with some Star Wars in a second here, but happy Thursday. If you were on the SUNY Oneonta campus last night and came to the Solidarity Concert for the Black History Month, it was awesome. What a fantastic night of performances and speeches and just an overall good feeling celebrating the Black History Month here on campus. So, yep, we had a blast. The hip-hop R&B group that I run up here killed it, along with all the individual community performers and Hooked on Tonics and the college world chorus and stuff like that. Just what a great event. My number one suggestion is go out and see live music all the time. There's always stuff going on. You know, downtown Oneonta, you can catch music at the B-Side Ballroom, which is in the Clinton Plaza, at the Black Oak Tavern on Water Street, at the Foothills PAC. There's always stuff going on there. Roots Social Club, right? That has music as well. And Club Odyssey, which I believe is everything has moved to Main Street now. Kind of by Tino's Pizza there. And then there's always stuff going on campus here, too, whether it's in the waterfront or it's in the music department and so forth. So, yeah, any chance you can, you can go out and see some live music. That's the best way to do it. So we're going to start with some awesome Star Wars today since it's my fourth episode. And we're going to do the main title here, track from the first thing that anybody ever heard when that Star Wars came out. All right. So we started off there with the main theme, John Williams, to the original movie from Star Wars 1977, A New Hope. So if some people know me besides being on the radio here, and I'm a huge, huge collector of fun things. My house is this kind of like pop museum of pop history, I guess, pop culture and stuff. So one of the big things I collect is original OG Star Wars Kenner toys from 1977 to 1985. This week I got myself a 1983 Y-Wing, which is in pretty good condition. I got to fix the motor on it to make one of the little gun things shoot and make fun noises. That's the only thing that's really broken on it. And I got some cool Star Wars comics, and I ordered yesterday. It's pretty cool. So in 1977, they released a toy called the Droid Factory, and that was basically almost 40 parts, and you could build your own little droids with it. It was pretty cool. But it was the only figure in which you could get, or the only set in which you could get an R2-D2 that had the third leg coming out of it there. Like when it was, or when R2-D2 was like rolling along, he would put the third leg down underneath his body and kind of roll. And it's the only figure you can get from that first 1977, 1985 that had the third leg, and you could build it yourself with this. So I started collecting little parts for that. They're pretty expensive, but yesterday I went on eBay and found the body for it. So that should be coming sometime next week. Here's my Dorkville, Star Wars toy collecting stories. Along with that, I obviously collect vinyl because I have tons of it. So the second song you heard was definitely one of my favorites from Hall & Oates. You Make My Dreams Come True. Hall & Oates is so good. And, you know, besides just like the radio hits that we all know, these kinds of, perfectly played pop tunes, the earlier stuff and a lot of the B-cuts on a lot of those Hall & Oates albums are like just some of the best soul music out there. It's just incredible. If you get a chance, there's a ton of albums. If you get a chance, listen to some of the older stuff and listen to the whole albums. That's why I love collecting vinyl, because you sit down, you put the album on. It's a lost art these days. People are just picking out individual songs and not even releasing albums. But there's something special about the whole listening to an album straight through. My band still releases albums. It's like a thing, you know. You got a collection of songs that kind of go together, and it's fun to listen to. So we're going to continue on right now with some Hendrix, because he's the master. Some Guns N' Roses going on there. Awesome. Some people like those Lose Your Luge albums. Some people don't. I'd say like 50%. They could have had, instead of having the two albums, one and two, they could have just had one of them, I think, and it would have been fine. I'd like half the stuff from those, and the other half I'm kind of like, meh, not that into. So, I think I saw them on that tour. I'm pretty sure I saw them on that tour. They were good. You know, that was the last time. I haven't seen them on any of their return stuff. It's kind of hard to see a lot of old, like, classic rock, hard rock, hair metal bands, because most of the time the vocals don't stand up. Axl, I guess, is sounding somewhat decent now. I don't know. Anybody chime in? Anybody that has seen them in the past 3 or 4 years and let me know how they were. So going back to the Star Wars thing, episode 4, right? My show, episode 4, episode New Hope, came out in 1977. So it's always a thing, fun thing to rank those movies. My personal opinion, top 4. Well, maybe I'll go top 5 here, right? So number 1 has to be The Empire Strikes Back. I'm not going to listen to anybody else at any given point say that that's not the best movie, because that's, although I respect everybody's opinion on the matter, I don't see how that can't not be number 1. It is by far the best movie. Yeah, and I just don't understand it. Unless you grew up, unless you're, I don't know, 18 or 19 and you grew up with any of the new ones or even the prequels, but still I don't see. I could see an argument for A New Hope because it was the first one that kind of came out, but you know, even that one's got some issues. I think they were just finding their footing. So, yeah, it's got to be Empire Strikes Back. And then number two, here's a tough one for me. I although I love A New Hope, I'd put Rogue One there. Rogue One was so good. It felt like A New Hope, but better. Because I think they knew at that point what they were doing a little bit more in terms of just the acting and the cutting of the film and the flow of it and all that kind of stuff. I think Rogue One was better than A New Hope. Number three, I'm going to put New Hope. Number four, I'm going to put number four, Return of the Jedi. Yep. And then number five, God, episode three, I guess. Yeah, a lot of people like episode three, and I like half like it. The prequels are, if I took the prequels and took a third of each of them and made one movie out of that, it would be pretty good. I hate CGI so much, and for the most part, so sometimes I like it, but you know, there was just too much, and the stories were weak, and the characters weren't that great, yada yada yada. So, you know, Obi-Wan's so good in those movies, but the rest of it was just ugh, God. Terrible. And then episode 7, 8, and 9. Oh, 7 was okay. I saw it recently. I rewatched it, and Rey's amazing. There's some really great characters in that as well. I actually kind of did like 7, I guess. It's good to nostalgic to see everybody kind of come back and whatever. And that one didn't bother me so much. It felt like A New Hope with the new characters and stuff like that. 8, we're not even going to talk about. That was just terrible. That's the worst one besides episode 1 and 2. I don't know. Those 1, 2, and 8 for me are definitely those are the worst. 9 is also kind of pretty bad, but, you know, that far reach of the Emperor still, it's kind of crazy. I don't know. They were reaching for something. I don't know. And then all the offshoot stuff was just bleh. Yeah, I in terms of the shows and stuff, I liked the first two Mandalorian, and Andor is awesome. And the rest of the stuff, I thought Boba Fett was terrible. Ahsoka was meh. Obi-Wan, meh. You know, it's a money grab. But once again, Empire Strikes Back, that's always the best. I'm not even going to, yeah. And we're going to listen to some Wes Montgomery. Wes Montgomery's amazing. If you haven't listened to Wes, we're going to listen to some California Dreamin'.
shouts the truth
Got some Captain Beefheart there. Electricity. It's so good. If you don't know anything about Beefheart, Beefheart rocks. Captain Beefheart worked with Zappa a lot. He sang at Willie the Pimp and was all over Bongo Fury. And just a total bizarre dude. Was an amazing artist as well. Released a ton of albums. And, you know, Trout Mask Replica is like the one that everybody kind of knows, where he like locked everybody in his house and fed them beans or something like that over a year. Like, there's all these stories about the recording of that album. You know, and his insanity throughout the whole thing. He's really kind of amazing, though. I love his voice. So cool and bluesy and raspy. Before that, once again, was the amazing Wes Montgomery, who, once again, he's one of my favorite jazz guitar players. The dude used his right thumb to pick everything. Single notes, chords, octaves. He would just take his thumb and move it up and down. It's crazy that he used his thumb as a pick. It just seems so unnatural. I've tried it before, and it's, like, impossible. So, to each his own. He created something amazing, though, and damn if anybody else can do what he did. So, you know, there's a period there where he released a bunch of kind of pop tunes. Verve kind of hired him to do a bunch of albums like that, and which, you know, made him a ton of money, I'm sure. Yeah, the incredible guitar of jazz guitar Wes Montgomery's great album. The song I played was California Dreamin' off that same title album. But okay, what are we doing now? We're gonna switch over a little bit and listen to some Mazorski this morning. The end of Pictures at an Exhibition. I like to put in some classical stuff there. This is amazing. I love this piece so much. So I hope you enjoy. Episode 4 thus far, A New Hope.
Thank you.
night. We had the wonderful Jay Giles Band with Freeze Frame there. The I'm hoping that Mazursky played. It's a little tricky in here. There's a lot of different buttons to hit when you're spinning the vinyl, so I might have had that one on cue, unfortunately. Hopefully you all heard it out there. If not, it was Mazursky pitching that exhibition. Great Gate of Kiev, and if you didn't hear it, well, I enjoyed it. I could hear it in here. So, yeah, so I'm going to have one more song for you here before I leave. Tomorrow is Friday. It'll be episode number 5, and I've decided on Fridays I'm going to call it 45 Fridays, and I'm just going to bring my 45s in and spin individual random songs from those because they don't see the light of day. If anybody out there in the vinyl world collects or uses 45s, you know that when you're home, you generally never listen to them because you got to get up every 2 seconds to switch them over. But when you're DJing, they're great because you just got one song. They're really easy to cue up and so forth. So it's actually perfect for something like this situation. So they don't actually get a lot of play. So it'll be pretty happy having this show. They'll be very happy to get the dust off them. So I'm going to leave you with a song from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. My band, the Mopar Cams, this coming Halloween, on Halloween night, at Foothills in Oneonta at 10 p.m., we're actually going to be playing the entire Rocky Horror Picture Show live with a band singing and stuff like that with the movie in the background. So the movie will be playing, you'll hear all the dialogue, and then when the songs start in the movie, we will mute the audio for the movie, let it keep rolling, and the band will play the songs with a wonderful cast of characters up on stage singing along with us. It's going to be pretty fun to do. So that's, once again, that's Halloween night. It's going to be at the Foothills, and we're going to start at 10 p.m. I hope you all enjoyed today. What's in Your Pocket with DJ Nas for Mark II, and we have some sweet transvestite action going on for you this morning here at Wony 90.9 FM. Keep it locked.
How'd you do, I see you've met my faithful hand in hand. He's just a little brought down because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung out by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Let me show you a rhyme and maybe play you a sign. You look like you're both pretty groovy. If you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car. We don't want to be any worry.
Well, you got caught with a flat world. About that, well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Why don't you stay for the night?
Height.
Or maybe a bite.
Height.
I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. A sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania.
So, come up to the lab and see what's on the slab. I see you shiver with anticipation. But maybe the rain is really to blame. So I'll remove the cause. But not the symptom.
Am I on the wrong path here? The wrong path. Am I on the wrong path here? The wrong path.
Skin on skin, can you press it all?
Here at the station, know the holidays can be a little bit stressful. Shopping, baking, seeing those dreaded family members. Take a moment to wind down with a cup of cocoa on the radio. Tune into WONY 90.9 Oneonta whenever you need a moment of holiday joy. Happy holidays. Don't forget to keep it locked.
Hi, this is Ryan Swan from IT Services. Phishing is an attempt to steal personal information by sending deceiving messages to recipients. These often come in the form of phishing emails. If you notice an email doesn't look quite right, here are a few things to keep in mind.